The wager. Lou. Coco allowed me to wallow in misery for approximately 3 minutes, hugging me all the while, before pulling back and wiping my tears. He isn't dead, you know. He loathes me. She shrugged and rifled through her bag, extracting a bottle of honey. I seem to remember him loathing you once before. You both rose to the occasion. She combined the amber liquid with blood from her forearm before swabbing the mixture over the wound at my chest. She turned to examine Beau's injuries next. We might as well be comfortable while we wait.
Wait for what?
Beau asked mulishly. Sporting a terrific shiner from Reed's ministrations, he swallowed the blood and honey. The swelling disappeared almost instantly. For Reed to crawl back with his tail between his legs. It shouldn't take long. She shooed him down the beach. Now go find some driftwood for a fire. It's colder than a witch's tit out here.
Why?
Though Beau complied, snatching up a stick by our feet, he glanced around nervously.
Shouldn't we leave? Morgan could be lurking out of sight.
I doubt it, Coco murmured. If she doesn't remember Lou. I jerked my sleeve back in place. Here. Celie smiled faintly, reaching into her own bag. She withdrew a needle and thread. Let me help with that. I frowned as her delicate finger threaded the eye, as she slowly, carefully reaffixed the fabric. We'll leave as soon as Reed returns. Coco walked to the path to gather rocks for a fire pit. If we go before, he might not find us again. We'll need him to help steal the ring before we can return to Caesarine. With an inscrutable look in my direction, she added, That is the plan, isn't it? To rejoin Claude and Blaise with the Melusine. Plot a final strike against Morgan. Rescue Madame Lebel from the stake. More or less. Beau scowled when she snatched his stick, speaking in an aggrieved whisper.
On that note, how on earth are we supposed to steal the ring? Chateau Leblanc is a fortress, and again, Morgan could be hiding behind that rock even now, listening to our every word.
Again, without Lou in the picture, Morgan could be rallying forces to kill your father as we speak, Coco said pointedly. Zena said witches have been gathering at Chateau Leblanc en masse. I doubt they're braiding each other's hair. Perhaps they've already marched towards Caesarine. It'd certainly make our job easier.
And if not, couldn't we just dispatch Morgane at the chateau?
Like we could have dispatched her on the beach? I watched as Celie moved to the gash at my chest. Though the fabric was still wet from my blood, from Coco's blood and honey, she didn't seem to mind. I, however, struggled to remain still, to remain calm. It worked out so well for us the first time. I'm sure it'll be even simpler surrounded by witches en masse. To Coco, I said, why didn't we think of that? She shrugged. Who needs gods and dragons, werewolves and mermaids, when we could have just done it ourselves the whole time?
Yes, all right.
Beau scowled at each of us, stalking down the beach as Celie finished mending my shirt.
It was just a thought.
He returned a few moments later with an armful of driftwood, dumping it at Coco's feet. She promptly scowled and stacked the pieces into a square.
Genuinely, how have you survived this long, Beauregard?
Here. I snapped my fingers, magicking the friction between them to the point of pain. The golden pattern vanished as a flame sparked. Delicious heat washed over me, a welcome reprieve to the icy cold in my chest. I glanced to the path instinctively. I'll come back.
Lou?
As if reading my thoughts, Coco turned my chin with a single finger.
You forgot to include one key component in our plan, seducing Reed.
She smirked at my deadpan expression.
Fortunately, you happen to know a master in the art of seduction. Don't worry, Celie, she added, winking. I'll teach you in the process as well. Think of it as your first lesson in debauchment.
My heart sank miserably, and I shook my head. We have more important things to worry about. Besides, I added, loathing the note of bitterness in my voice,
it won't work. Not this time.
I don't see why not. He fell in love with you before.
She dropped her hand.
And I would argue it's the most important thing.
He didn't know I was a witch then. He thought I was his wife.
Nuance. Your souls are bound. Magic can't change that.
You can't really believe in soulmates.
I believe in you.
At my incredulous look, she shrugged again, watching the flames crackle.
And perhaps I'm willing to make an exception when it comes to the two of you. I've been here this whole time, you know.
She
she added. I watched Reed take his forefather's life to save yours. I watched him throw his entire belief system out the window and learn magic for your sake, and wear leather pants in a traveling troupe. I watched you sacrifice pieces of yourself to protect him. He fought an entire pack of werewolves to return the favor, and you fought tooth and nail in these waters to return to him. You've befriended a god, swum with mermaids, and now you can even transform into a three-form shape at will. You can probably do a whole slew of other fun new things, too. Her brows lifted with her shoulders. I'm certainly not betting against you, unless you're too afraid to try. Nicolina's hateful voice filled my mind. But you should feel lucky you tricked him. Oh, yes, because if you hadn't tricked him, such a tricky little mouse, he never would have loved you. If he had known what you are, he never would have held you beneath the stars. God damn it. Beau, who'd been listening in silence, watched me too closely to be comfortable. He arched a brow.
I don't know, Coco. I don't think she can do it.
I glared mutinously at the fire.
Don't start with me, Beau. Why not?
His dark eyes searched my face and missed nothing.
You just said as much yourself. It won't work. He'll never love you again. I'm merely concurring with the sentiment.
I'm not doing this.
Yes, you've made that perfectly clear. Better not to try at all than to fail, right?
He shrugged dispassionately.
I couldn't agree more.
Beau! Celie's eyes widened in protest. Perhaps she was too naive to see Beau's manipulation, or, more likely, perhaps she insisted on being the voice of optimism despite it. How can you say such wicked things? Of course Reed will love her. The bond they share is true. You saw their kiss. It woke him up despite the magic.
Oh, Celie, enough with this true love nonsense.
He returned his cool attention to me.
You want truth, sister mine? I shall give you truth. You were right before. Without memories of your relationship, you were only a witch to Reed, and he hates you. You are no longer his wife. As far as he knows, you were never his wife. Indeed, he's probably plotting creative ways to kill you at this very moment.
He leaned forward to whisper conspiratorially.
My money's on strangulation. He never has been able to keep his hands off you.
Celie's eyes flashed. Really, Beau, you shouldn't... I mimicked his movement with a black smile, leaning toward him until our noses nearly touched.
Let's sweeten the pot. I bet it'll be a knife to heart.
Coco rolled her eyes as Beau shook his head.
Not intimate enough.
There's nothing more intimate.
Oh, I disagree.
You're both ridiculous, Celie snapped, shooting to her feet in a spectacular display of temper. You want to sweeten the pot? I wager all the riches in my father's treasury that Reed does fall in love with you again, despite knowing you're a witch. A beat of silence passed as she glared at me. Pink tinged her cheeks.
I thought you stole all of your father's treasure, Beau asked suspiciously.
Not even close. He pursed his lips, considering, while I quietly seethed. They were treating this like a game, all of them. But this wasn't a game. This was my life. And why did Celie care so much anyway? Reed had wrecked their own relationship for the sake of true love with me. As if reading my thoughts, she whispered, The two of you have something special, Louise. Something precious. How can you not fight for him? He has certainly fought for you. You've lived in fear too long. Fear has helped me survive. Fear has kept you from living.
I think I'd like to accept that wager, Mademoiselle Tremblay.
Beau mused before turning to Coco.
What do you think, Cosette? Does the fair maiden stand a chance of seducing her gallant knight? Shall true love win the day?
Coco carefully stoked the fire. You know what I think.
It would seem we have a wager.
Beau held out a hand to Celie, clasping her wrist and shaking it.
If Lou fails to seduce her husband, you will give me all the riches in your father's treasury.
His teeth flashed in a hard smile.
And if she succeeds, I will give you all the riches in mine.
Celie blinked, the indignation in her eyes winking out. Her mouth parted in awe. King Auguste's entire treasury?
Indeed, unless, of course, our fair maiden objects.
He extended his free hand toward me, but I knocked it aside with a scowl.
Ass. As I thought.
He tutted softly.
You are too afraid.
Paralysis crept up my spine as I looked between them all. Though I opened my mouth to speak, to vehemently object to this foolish game, the words caught, and different words altogether spilled out instead. Honest ones. I'm not afraid. I'm terrified. What if he does try to strangle me or stick a knife through my heart? What if he doesn't remember at all? What if he doesn't... I swallowed hard and blinked back fresh tears. What if he doesn't love me? Beau wrapped an arm around my shoulders, pulling me close.
Then I will become a rich man.
You're already a rich man.
A very rich man.
You're an ass, Beau. He brushed a brotherly kiss across my temple.
Do we have a wager?
I rested my head on his shoulder as noise sounded from the path, and Reed stormed into sight right on time. Jean-Luc followed at a wary distance. Jean-Luc. It was a mark of the last 24 hours that I didn't bat an eye. Yes, I said. The word tasted like hope. It felt like armor. I allowed it to wrap around me, bolstering my spirit and protecting my heart. Reed had fallen in love with me once, and I still returned that love fiercely. It was special. It was precious. And I would fight for it. Yes, we have a wager.